Welcome to the KEXP Music That Matters podcast. I'm Cheryl Waters, host of the Midday Show on KEXP. We're at 90.3 FM in Seattle and at kexp.org, streaming around the world. I love putting together these mixes of music, a lot of unreleased tracks today, and a couple that I let slip by from last year and the year before. I'm going to start off with a gorgeous track from British trio Daughter's new album called Not to Disappear. This song's called New Ways, a great example of the refined and nuanced new record. A lot of dark atmospheric sound with haunting melodies and smoky vocals. And again, here's the song New Ways. It's Daughter on KEXP, where music matters.
Thank you. Try it.
Do it.
Try it.
Do it.
Try it.
Good time.
Was the single Never Ever from Star Effer, their first material to be released since 2013's Miracle Mile album. They say there'll be an album this year for sure. They want to do things a little differently than they've done before, so they're going to release a song every month for a while, and once there's a little collection of songs, they'll release an album. Sounds good. We'll look forward to that, Star Effer. Again, that song called Never Ever. 100% Electronica is the debut album from Brooklyn-based artist George Clanton, and it's a strong set of warped 80s-influenced electropop. You heard the song Bleed. Again, that was George Clanton. And M83 in there, the highly anticipated new album Junk comes out on April 8th. And their last album, Hurry Up, We're Dreaming, was a Grammy-nominated record. And then there was 2 years of touring. And Anthony Gonzalez, who is the musical architect behind M83, the songwriter, the frontman, and primary vocalist, said he wanted to show a different side of himself on Junk. And he wanted to come back with something more intimate, yet somehow with less me, he says. We look forward to hearing the full album Junk. You just heard the song Do It, Try It from M83. And starting it off, Daughter with the beautiful song, New Ways. Thank you so much for tuning in to the KEXP Music That Matters podcast. Coming up next, a KEXP favorite, it's Frightened Rabbit. It's been 3 years since the release of their last album, Pedestrian Verse, and for their new record, they started with about 30 demos and spent time thrashing out ideas in Glasgow, a couple of cities in Wales, LA, and New York. And they say recording began in earnest last year near Woodstock, New York, and Aaron Dessner of The National did production duties on the new record. He's got his fingerprints all over some exciting things. The result is a beautiful new album called Painting of a Panic Attack. And here's Frightened Rabbit with a song from that new record coming out April 8th. Here's Get Out.
When the arch of the church the start of a brand new adventure. Hey now, catch me quick before I walk away. Tell me if there's something I should say. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's Texas trio Ringo Death Star from their fifth album, Pure Mood, which is another fine set of fuzzed out shoegazer psychedelic rock. Stare at the Sun is the name of that song from Ringo Death Star. And Fruit Bats ahead of that. Fruit Bat songs always make me smile, so gorgeous and melancholy. Songwriter Eric D. Johnson's at the helm of a revolving cast of musicians that have been called Fruit Bats, and they've spent the majority of the last two decades putting out great songs that were an outlet for Eric's thoughtful, affecting folk-influenced tunes. And back in 2013, Eric announced that he was dismantling the band to focus on his solo project, EDJ, and also work on some film scores. But luckily, as it turns out, the split was short-lived, and Fruit Bats are back with a new album coming out May 13th. It's called Absolute Loser, and you heard a song from that called From a Soon-to-Be Ghost Town. So happy to have Fruit Bats making music again. And the Jayhawks, with a beautiful tune called Quiet Corners and Empty Spaces. Paging Mr. Proust is the new Jayhawks album, which is coming out on April 29th. And I just got drawn back into realizing how much I love being in a band, said Gary Louris about his decision to reconvene the Minnesota alt-country greats. He says, we spent months in our practice space jamming and going over new songs before bringing them to Peter Buck and Tucker Martine. They're from Portland, Oregon, and they helped produce the record down in Portland. It's nice to have a Northwest connection on that new Jayhawks album, again coming out on April 29th. And you heard On Dead Waves? That's James Chapman from the band Maps, along with Polly Scattergood. They've got this new project called On Dead Waves, and they're releasing a debut album on May 20th, and it's full of atmosphere and melody and a lot of female vocal interplay, female-male vocal interplay, like you heard on that sunny tune called California. Again, On Dead Waves, and that's all one word. No spaces between those words. And Frightened Rabbit from the upcoming album Painting of a Panic Attack. Again, that comes out April 8th, and that song called Get Out. I'm Cheryl Waters, sharing some great new tunes that I'm loving right now, and I've got Seattle trio Do York coming up next. They've just released a single, a couple of new songs, including this one called Love Is.
Mouth.
That's Panza from Istanbul with the song Motherland off their debut EP, Free Kids. The young Turkish band is hard at work on their debut full-length record. You also heard Trust, formerly a duo. Trust is now the solo project of Toronto's Robert Alphonse. You heard Capital from his second album, Joyland, which came out in early 2014. I let that one slip by, and I wanted to sneak it in today on this 2016 podcast. And you also heard Bay Area band Male Gaze. They debuted last spring with a solid mini album blending dark post-punk with raw garage rock. And that was the song The Shining Path from Male Gaze. And Miami garage rock trio Jacuzzi Boys, they're known for their potent live shows and the fact that Iggy Pop is a fan. You just heard the title track from their EP Happy Damage. When I was growing up in Miami, I didn't hear bands like Jacuzzi Boys. They're a ton of fun. And Seattle band Dude York starting off that set with the song Love Is. I'm Cheryl Waters. I hope you enjoyed today's Music That Matters podcast. You can always email me. It's waters@kexp.org. I hope you enjoy all great music you hear on KEXP. And until next time, thanks so much for listening.